All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Radio Bros Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Diego Greasy.
And I'm Solomon Abutam.
And our friend Yuli cannot make it again, but he will be here at least one time. It is Halloween. It is not. It's November 1st. But it was Halloween, and I'm still feeling kind of spooky. So we've got some scary songs for you guys for about an hour.
That we do.
And you can call me DJ Racula today. That's my name. We're going to get one of these going right now, and then we'll keep playing Halloween spooky stuff. Some of it might be different than what you've heard before. Some of it might be something you've heard nine times tonight, because everyone's going to play Monster Mash, and so are we. But hey, that's just the way it goes. Hope you guys like it, and stay tuned for spooky music.
that fiery on my Molotov, drunk driving all above. Propaganda, fake messiah, soaking up in all the love. Bullet shells is drinking cups, maybe we won't have enough. We down to the last of gravity is pushing up. Dark side, no Darth Vader we see. In every life, taking a spite from word that we bring. To save your soul isn't easy, nah. So just adjust the horns on your TV.
So, those two songs were Where Are You by Excision featuring Dion Timmer and Horns by Kuro. There's some spooky songs. I think they're spooky, at least. They've got the spooky vibes. I've got a PSA to read, and then we're going to play the classic Monster Mash followed by some songs that Solomon has picked for us. So, the PSA, just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So yeah, be careful when consuming alcohol. Definitely don't do it while driving because that's just a really bad move. And maybe don't have up to 10 a day. That's kind of ridiculous. If that's happening, get a hold of yourself. Get some friends to get a hold of you. Don't waste your money on alcohol. That's my PSA.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their
Yeah. Yeah. Had to do it to him.
Shawty said she liked the way I default dance. Saw my scar and said she wanted it in my pants. Bought a ton of V-Bucks with my advance.
Hey.
you guys are never going to believe this, but a poltergeist totally just, like, came into my phone and haunted it and said, no, I don't want to listen to the Monster Mash for, like, the ninth time. Please, please make it stop. And so it skipped forward. I don't know, but in spite of it, here it is again. We're going to listen to the Monster Mash again, and I hope you guys enjoy it more than whatever that ghost... It's so weird. I don't expect you to believe me.
A monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash good!
Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Monster Mash!
Alrighty, this is Solomon back on the radio. Up next, we have a Radiohead song called Feral. It's an older album. Not many people know it, called The King of Lambs, but this is certainly a creepy song. But it is spooky season, so here we go.
Thank you.
right, this next one is called Haunt Me by Samsa. This is an artist that my brother showed me. I think it's just, he's incredible. He's got like the most insane flow in the world because he's an English major. So he just like, he knows every word in the book and thus he can rhyme anything in the book. So this is a rap about him mourning the loss of his loved one and wishing that they could be back together again. And it's kind of satirical, but I figured it fit because it's like Haunt Me and it has ghosts and stuff, and I don't know, it's really good. Just listen to it.
Look, I won't pretend I understand it, babe, the afterlife and all. But as you died, you promised me that you would try to write or call, and I've been waiting ever since. Every Sunday I hold seances with like-minded adults and roll your corpse into the living room and try to find your pulse and then repine at the results. I've even got my windowsills lined up with ultraviolet bulbs, shrunken shrines of human skulls and other signs of the occult. But now I'm at a fucking loss, cause honey, nothing seems to work. Like I've been astrally projecting my body beyond my dreams through the fabric of space and time so you could spot me at the seams. I ventured through the upside down hoping you caught me in between, but maybe if you've got the tech, then you could haunt me on my screens. Like you should infiltrate my newsfeed. I swear no one would notice. You could float beside some bogus BuzzFeed quiz about the POTUS. Be a pixelated phantom ghost on clickbait propaganda posts and dictate what you're thinking through a catchy headline. Like one weird reason why it's great to be ethereal, or 20 signs you're dead now and your soul is immaterial. Or if it's late at night, then you could swoop in from the shadow realm and talk to me through pop-up ads that show up over adult films on anything you're into. We could start with MILF or facial. You could beam your interspatial spirit into interracial. If you're feeling sort of formal, we could pizza date on Skype, and I could call it a corner over, and we could share the corner slice. When it's time to go to bed, then we could leave our cameras on. And if the netherworld has one day shipping free on Amazon, then you could slumber as you ship yourself. I swear the shit delivers quick. Or send me the address, and I could meet you by the river Styx. I'm Twitter beef with Namtar by the Tigris and Euphrates. I could snap you while I'm snagging sacred threads of light from Hades. I would loot Duat and photocopy pirate the papyrus, change the records, and then have a Facebook flame war with Osiris. And either way, I can't wait to talk or reunite. I've been so lonely since you died, I've tried to walk towards the light. And if the gods of death oppose our harmless want to reconvene, then maybe we could sneak you by him if you haunt me through a screen. It's been far too long that you and I have been alone. You could rectify that if you haunt me through my phone. No, I don't wanna deal with voodoo dolls and figurines. I could without them if you'd haunt me through my screen.
I'm just frustrated, I guess. I've hung out in countless graveyards, drawn pentagrams and slaughtered goats, and even took a course on hunting ghosts from Pentecostal folks, but never once have gotten close. Last month I sat with local psychics and their crystal jewels and tried to find my old T-Mobile psychic phone from middle school. Just so maybe if you're bored of fortune-telling tarot cards and magic words, then you could tweet 140 characters. So I could throw away my voodoo dolls and stop chanting my juju mantras that my guru taught us. And if you slide into some YouTube comments, you could scroll to comment page, or you could leave it blank. If your specter is perceptible, we tell them it's a prank. And if you still don't send responses, I'd assume the problem's technical, and I would call Verizon just so someone could inspect it all. I'd tell him I just want a close encounter of the spectral kind. He'd ask if we turned on our modem router for a second time and plugged it incorrectly to the voltage power socket line and tried to tear a portal hole through to your paranormal soul so me and you could catch up on a toll-free spirit mortal call. Or we could see a witch doctor. She'd probably be skeptical. Clinician with a stethoscope, the specimen not skeletal. The symptoms metaphysical, the convalescent soulless. At first her diagnosis could be we should try hypnosis. But truthfully, if you could choose the way that you're reborn, I hope you use the 3G phone and you eschew the Ouija board. And at this point, I don't really know why I learned ESP4, when you could just descend and settle in my USB port or my NVIDIA GeForce or my video AV cord. There's no need for Santa Muerte when I've got a QWERTY keyboard. We could play a game of esports, you and I'd be on a team. And if you're feeling odious, I'll put my audio on stream. I'll still have your favorite games, babe, I've got them all on Steam. We'll get started when you're ready, once you haunt me through a screen. It's been far too long that you and I have been alone. You could rectify that if you haunt me through my phone. No, I don't wanna deal with voodoo dolls and figurines. I could do without them if you'd haunt me through my screen.
Ready. Hello there. Next up we got another Radiohead song. from a different album called Kid A. The song is called Everything in Its Right Place. It is deep, introspective, and philosophical with a very eerie background. So, spooky season.
Anything that's introspective is pretty scary.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
And here we go.
Thank you.
Next, we have a song by Mashrou Leila. If you remember, that is the Lebanese band. We played it on our show last time. This song is called Khalila Zakro. It is about the sorrow that comes after a breakup, but in a very spooky and creepy and kind of deep, with deep rhythms. So, I hope you enjoy.
right, this next one we got is called Freak by Zach Waters. I think it's just, it has eerie vibes. It's a little bit heavier. Sorry, I'm really tired. I was just at a party and they didn't play any spooky music, so I have to get my fix in now. And to help keep myself up, I'm going to play something that's a little bit more oons oons, as some of my friends would say. So get ready for this one.
Up next, we have a special song from Interstellar by the one and only Hans Zimmer called Coward.
Okay, that was that beautiful composition by Hans Zimmer called Coward from the movie Interstellar, which is a great movie. You guys should watch it, even though it's like super long, so don't start it now, preferably, especially if you have stuff to do on Friday. But going with that, we're going to go with something that kind of has similar chords, but like very different sounds, because I'm into different stuff than Solomon. You guys just have to put up with it. I'm sorry.
But we all like the creepy vibes.
We all like the creepy vibes. We're keeping up with the creepy vibes. Yeah, we're going to play it. It's a little bit longer, but we're hoping that gives us time to let in the next DJs and not get locked out this time. That would be preferable. Yeah, so this is Toccata by Overwork. And yeah, we'll just let it go. Hey, just coming in real quick. The song's still going to play. We're going to play it till the end, but our show is going to end when it ends, and then we've got the next show going up. So stay tuned for that. If you're still awake, it's great. It's going to be a great show. This has been the Radio Bros. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Diego.
And I'm Solomon. We hope you enjoy the creepy music.
Yeah, and had a great Halloween. Comes around only once a year.